Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says a last-minute crisis with Hamas is holding up approval of the long-awaited ceasefire agreement announced Wednesday. The Israeli cabinet was set to ratify the deal Thursday, but Netanyahu's office is accusing Hamas of renegating on parts of the agreement. His office did not elaborate. Two senior Hamas leaders on Thursday rejected those allegations, one official telling Agence France-Presse News, quote, "There is no basis to Netanyahu's claims," unquote. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since the deal was announced, according to Gaza health officials. Saeed Alush is a Gazan who lost his relatives in overnight strikes. "Suddenly their joy turned to sadness. The whole area's joy turned to sadness, as if an earthquake struck." Palestinians in Gaza reported heavy Israeli bombardment overnight as people were celebrating the ceasefire deal. South Korea's arrested President Yoon Suk-yeol did not attend a second day of questioning by investigators on Thursday, further stonewalling a criminal probe into whether he committed insurrection with his effort to impose martial law last month. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more on the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested.
President Yoon Suk-yeol exercised his right to remain silent as he faced more than 10 hours of questioning Wednesday at the headquarters of the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials. This follows a massive law enforcement operation to detain him at his official residence in Seoul. Investigators are expected to move to place him under arrest in the coming days. The anti-corruption agency, which is leading a joint investigation with the police and military over whether Yoon's martial law declaration amounted to attempted rebellion, has 48 hours either to request a court order for his formal arrest or release him. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has arrived in Ukraine's capital with a pledge to help guarantee the country's security for a century, days before Donald Trump is sworn in as U.S. president. The British government says Starmer and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a 100-year partnership treaty in Kyiv, covering areas including defense, science, energy, and trade.
"We must stand behind Ukraine for as long as it takes. But when we say Ukraine must be in the strongest possible position, that can't be just words. And that's why I've had such intense discussions with President Zelensky now over the months that I've been Prime Minister and will again here in Ukraine."
Starmer's unannounced visit Thursday is his first trip to Ukraine since he took office in July. There is hope that the worst is over for Los Angeles. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the California wildfires.
Winds are expected to ease around Los Angeles today, where wildfires have killed at least 25 people. Even with the flames still burning, the next step has already begun around Los Angeles, cleaning up. Layla Glassman's home there is gone. Her kids' school was destroyed, but her children have been relocated to another school.
"We're appreciative, but of course, there's a lot of grief. The loss of community is the worst thing."
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass issued an executive order intended to clear the way for residents to rebuild quickly. FEMA's regional director in L.A. says first steps are being taken to get people back in homes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen called Danish business leaders like those of Lego and diabetes drug maker Novo Nordisk to a meeting on Thursday after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump last week refused to rule out military or economic action to take control of Greenland. Trump also suggested he would impose tariffs on Denmark if it resisted his offer to buy the Arctic territory. Frederiksen told Trump in a 45-minute phone conversation on Wednesday that it was up to Greenland to decide its future and that Denmark is willing to do more to strengthen security in the Arctic.
5, 4.
Blue Origin has successfully launched a massive new rocket on its first test flight. Thursday's liftoff from Florida carried an experiment meant to orbit thousands of miles above Earth. The test satellite successfully reached orbit 13 minutes into the flight. The 320-foot New Glenn rocket is designed to haul spacecraft and eventually astronauts to orbit and also the moon. Founded 25 years ago by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin has been launching customers to the edge of space since 2021. Elsewhere in space, one of NASA's two stuck astronauts is getting a change of scenery. Sunny Williams stepped out on a spacewalk Thursday for some outdoor repair work, her first since arriving at the International Space Station 7 months ago. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.